Chapter 15, Speaking to Persuade. In this chapter, we will discuss persuasive speaking. We will talk about ethics and persuasion, and the psychology of persuasion, and describe three types of persuasive speeches.
The importance of persuasion.
Most of us do a certain amount of persuading every day, although we may not realize it or call it that. Persuasion is the process of creating, reinforcing, or changing people's beliefs or actions. The ability to speak and write persuasively will benefit you in every part of your life, from personal relations to community activities to career aspirations. In a recent study, economists added up the number of people, lawyers, sales representatives, public relations specialists, counselors, administrators, and others, whose jobs depend largely on persuading people to adopt their point of view. The economists concluded that persuasion accounts for 26% of the U.S. gross domestic product. When you speak to persuade, you act as an advocate. Your job is to get listeners to agree with you and perhaps to act on that belief. Your goal may be to defend an idea, to refute an opponent, to sell a program, or to inspire people to action. Because persuasive speakers must communicate information clearly and concisely, you will need all the skills you used in speaking to inform. But you will also need new skills, skills that take you from giving information to affecting your listeners' attitudes, beliefs, or actions. If you work at mastering these skills, you will reap the benefits not just in public speaking, but in many other aspects of your life. When you work on your persuasive speech, keep in mind the guidelines for ethical speaking discussed in Chapter 2, and do your best to follow them every step of the way. Make sure your goals are ethically sound and that you can defend them if they are questioned or challenged. Study the topic thoroughly so you won't mislead your audience through shoddy research or muddled thinking. Learn about all sides of an issue, seek out competing viewpoints, and get your facts right.